Hi, welcome to Sunday with Sammy. I am Samantha, and today I want to share with you about Jesus and his love. It has so many connotations, implications, associations, and meanings. From, let's say, and the greatest commandment is this, that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, to something like, oh yes, please, I'd love a coffee. There's the love that you feel for your sibling, for your spouse, for a special friend, and then there's the love for a child. There are at least 50 different Bible verses that talk about love in various ways. To love your God, your neighbour, and even your enemy. And most importantly, we are told that God loves us. Not only are there dozens of Bible verses to back this up, there are even more quotes from other people highlighting and underlining this fact because it's so important. And yes, fact. It is a fact that God loves us. But I know it's hard to comprehend, it's hard to accept, and it's even hard to acknowledge at times. God is love. He didn't need us, but he did want us, and he made us, and whatever we do, he will always love us because he is love. Wow, this is so powerful, I know. It's almost too powerful. We are to believe that God made us and he loves us, no matter what we do. And to prove it, he sent Jesus to take away all our sins and to suffer, to be humiliated and to die for us. All we have to do is love him in return. But there must be a catch. There's always a catch, isn't there? I have twin boys. One is away during the week at school. The other is autistic and attends a local special needs school. I love them. I love them so much. It is out of love that my elder twin attends a school away during the week because that is what's best for him. Do I enjoy him being away? No. But he, funnily enough, loves it. My younger twin struggles with life and communication and the social graces that the rest of us take for granted. But I love him. I love him so much it hurts and I cry some days because he struggles. He struggles and I see him hurting and he can't get the words out. And all he can do is say, go away and I want you to leave. And that's really not what he means, but that's his way of communicating. He finally finds the right words. He'll apologise. He'll come and ask for a hug. And I love him even more. And my need to protect him means I would give my life to know that he will be safe for the rest of his life. I'm sure many parents will understand this and they'll empathise. Even with teenage drops that come and go, and we find amusing at times, and after a day of sniping comments, the boys just have to say, I love you, and it all melts away. This is how God feels towards us. We all snipe, we all shout, we turn against him, either willingly or without realising it, but he still loves us. He loves us so much that he was willing to send the most precious thing he could to save us, to give us a new start, his new covenant, to prove how much he loves us. How often have I thought, how can I show God how much I do love him? It's actually quite simple. I just need to tell him. I need to thank him for the day. It might not have been the best, but I know he was there. Waiting for me to ask for the hug after the shouting. He's always with us. Talk to him. One person I read about used to make God a cup of coffee at the same time every day when she had hers, and she would talk to him as if he were there. She said it was the best therapy ever. Next time you get that feeling of love so deep and strong that you might burst, remember that is how God feels about you. He is there. Go and find him. Ask him, thank him, and love him. Because he loves you more than you will ever know. Tell him you're sorry. Tell him you honestly will become a better person because of him. Our doubts cannot destroy that, nor our faith create it. It's there. It's always been there and it always will be there. Just as the love for your children will never cease. Romans 5:8 says, "But God shows his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." And in 1 John 4:7-8, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever has love has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." And as I close, the words from In the Bleak Midwinter resonate through me. I love that hymn. "If I were a rich man, I would play my part. But what can I give? I give my heart. Lord, I thank you for creating me and making me your child. Guide me in your ways and teach me every day how to be a better person for you. Give me strength to deal with life's woes and remind me that my strength is in you alone. Bless everyone who reads and hears these words, and may they bring them another step closer to you and your kingdom. Amen." Thanks for listening, and thank you for visiting Partakers. Come and visit www.partakers.co.uk, where every day something new is added for your discipleship. God bless.